On days like this, you come away with a sense that the central drama of this particular moment in history is a timing problem. Bill Gates is right that institutions move slowly. The MIT findings about AI capability are right that AI is moving fast. The space between those two speeds is where most of the risk lies, and most of today's stories fit somewhere in that gap. Tesla's routing failures are a competence problem that will likely get resolved. Meta's teen safety failures are an accountability problem that took years to surface. The South China Sea radar installations are an incremental escalation that compounds over decades.
A few things to watch in the days ahead. The diplomatic response to Israel's UNRWA conversion, which is likely to generate UN Security Council activity. Germany's hybrid warfare stance and whether other NATO members signal similar postures. And the El Niño forecast, NOAA's 95% figure will be updated as September approaches. And if the signal strengthens further, expect commodity markets to start pricing it more aggressively.
Before we go, we owe you a moment of transparency about something we genuinely care about. We mentioned Druckenmiller's AI disclosure today, and we should offer our own. This show is made possible in a meaningful way by two AI tools: Claude Code by Anthropic, which handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity, which powers our real-time topic discovery and research. We've talked before about what AI enables for independent creators, and we mean it when we say that the depth of analysis you hear on this show, covering 20 stories across geopolitics, science, tech, and culture in a single episode, would have required an entire editorial team a few years ago. We're two hosts and a set of remarkable tools, and we think that transparency matters, especially on a day when transparency in AI-assisted publishing is literally the news.
One more thing before we go. We check our past work because we think it builds trust. A few months back, we made a reference in an episode to Ukraine striking Russian naval assets in the Caspian Sea, and we want to correct the record on that clearly. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, hundreds of miles from any territory Ukraine controls, and no such strikes occurred or were plausibly reported. That was an error, whether in our sourcing or our vetting, and it shouldn't have made it to air. We got it wrong. When the facts change, or when we find out the facts were never what we said they were, we'll tell you.
Every segment of today's episode is self-contained and individually shareable. If the Gates AI discussion is what you want to send a friend, or the fusion fuel breakthrough, or the South China Sea analysis, each of those stands on its own. We'll be back Thursday with whatever the world serves up next. For Sarah Chen, I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Thanks for listening. End of script, August 26, 2026.